This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Anybody see the President of the United States on Fox and Friends this morning? Did you happen to see that, Todd? You busy listening to Phil Parker? You missed it.
I did catch a little bit on the way in, as a matter of fact.
It was a 30-minute interview. I don't know how long it was scheduled for, but that's a very unusual length for an interview with the President of the United States. He was on the phone with the folks at Fox and Friends, and he was on fire. It's very clearly the President is fired up in the morning. We have some excerpts. We'll play it for you if you missed it today on the program, so stay tuned for that coming up. And I'm going to start with a question, because the President was asked by Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and the crew at the Fox and Friends, Ainsley Earhart. You know, we've asked you the last couple of times you've been on to grade yourself. Last time you were on, you said, A, for, you know, effort, getting it done, but C, for communicating what we're doing, because that's been a challenge. So they asked him for a new grade based on how things are going, and he's going to share that answer. I'd like you to do the same when you call us today on the program. 258-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 258-0550, telephone number locally, 701-258-0550. You can also call us toll-free at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Todd loves getting your texts, don't you, Todd? You just smile when those texts pour in. I do, too, because they're always fantastic. Really good. You can text Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503.
Yeah, I should probably grab my phone, huh? I just realized, I left that in my office. That was
That's really, yeah, okay. And then I have mine. You can text me, because Todd doesn't have his handy. 367-2054.
Scott doesn't text himself. How would he know his number?
367-2054. Another question for you today, and then I'll tell you about some of our guests and a special guest we'll have tomorrow on the program. What is fake news? So, first question is, what grade would you give the president? Next one is, what is fake news? The reason I need your help on this is I'll be on a panel later today. And if you happen to be anywhere around NDSU, you can certainly attend this. NDSU campus today. Where's our NDSU grads? Is it Menard Hall? I always think of Menards, but M-I-N-A-R-D. It's Menard, right, Hall? 2:30 is the room we'll be in on the NDSU campus. And I'm trying to find the list of panelists, but as I recall, there's nobody I would call a conservative. I'm sort of the only opinion journalist, and I'm not a journalist, but you know what I'm saying, an opinion commentator on the program. Jack Selesky, longtime editorial page editor of the Fargo Forum, newsman from the Devil's Lake newspaper and Fargo newspaper over the years. A flaming liberal, absolutely flaming liberal, a nice enough fellow. Jack and I worked together for a number of years at Forum Communications. But whenever I'm on a panel with Jack, it's always, you know, he's left of Lenin, and then he calls me right of Attila the Hun. So it's great fun. But anyway, the question today is, what is fake news? Define it. And what are the causes? And what's a cure? So fun, fascinating conversation. I'm looking forward to it. But I'd welcome your opinions on it. And if you're anywhere near the NDSU campus, 3:30 today, it's free and open to the public. Come on in and take it in and help me with a few answers. I want to know, I'd love to go to this event and say, you know, what I think fake news is, what I think the cause of it is, the consequences of it, the cure, all of that is much less important than what people who consume news, not who deliver it, who consume it, think. And you would give me very good fodder for that. So that'd be nice. We have an exclusive interview with Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, tomorrow, who will be in Fargo to make some remarks related to the opioid crisis and law enforcement, which is a good thing. There's a lot of questions I would like to ask Jeff Sessions. We will not have a chance to ask some of the questions related to the Justice Department and some people that work for him and sort of cleaning up the mess. There's a part of me that thinks Jeff Sessions, albeit, you know, I don't know, challenged in the whole decision-making process over recusing himself, but that he is every bit a proponent of draining the swamp that he was as Senator Jeff Sessions as a surrogate for the Trump administration. I don't think he went in that quick and got sucked into the swamp, but I think he thinks he's going about fixing it in the best way to not necessarily doing it in the forceful way the president does, and the president does do it forceful. Oh, my gosh, does he ever. Tim Pawlenty will join us on the program today. He is a candidate for governor in Minnesota. That's an interesting race that's heating up. And also, Lynn Helms will be here from the Department of Mineral Resources. Our North Dakota flagpole guy will be here. We're going to have a lot of fun today. You'll be here. CJ will drop by from DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors. Tell us what's on your mind today, folks. That's how we do it here on the program. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Text, email, any way you want to weigh in. What grade should the president get? Here's how he graded himself in an interview this morning with Fox and Friends. Listen.
Look, I'm fighting a battle against a horrible group of deep-seated people, drained the swamp, that are coming up with all sorts of phony charges against me, and they're not bringing up real charges against the other side. So we have a phony deal going on, and it's a cloud over my head, and I've been able to really escape that cloud because the message now everyone knows it's a fix, okay? It's a witch hunt, and they know that, and I've been able to message it. I would give myself an A+. Nobody has done what right. I've been able to do, and I did it despite the fact that I have a phony cloud over my head that doesn't exist. It was what the Democrats used to try and make an excuse for their loss of an election, for their loss of the Electoral College that they should never lose because the Electoral College is set up perfectly for the Democrats, and this was an absolute total beating in the Electoral College. They should never lose the Electoral College, and they did, and they got swamped.
But does it make you want to talk to Mueller and put an end to it? Does it make you want to talk to him? Because that's what Rudy Giuliani...
Well, I can. The problem is that it's such, if you take a look, they're so conflicted. The people that are doing the investigation, you have 13 people that are Democrats. You have Hillary Clinton people. You have people that worked on Hillary Clinton's foundation. They're all, I don't mean Democrats. I mean like the real deal. And then you look at the phony Lisa Page and Strzok and the memos back and forth in the FBI. And by the way, you take a poll at the FBI. I love the FBI. The FBI loves me. But the top people in the FBI, headed by Comey, were crooked. You look at McCabe, where he takes $700,000 from somebody supporting Hillary Clinton. He takes $700,000 for his wife's campaign. And by the way, didn't even spend that money. He kept some of it because under that law, she took seven. He took $700,000 from a group headed by Terry McAuliffe, who was under investigation by McCabe and the FBI, and that investigation disappeared. He took $700,000. And you look at the corruption at the top of the FBI, it's a disgrace. And our Justice Department, which I try and stay away from, but at some point I won't. Our Justice Department should be looking at that kind of stuff, not the nonsense of collusion with Russia. There is no collusion with me and Russia. And everyone knows it.
Everyone, we could talk to you all day, but it looks like you have a million things to do. But I hope you can join us again, Mr. President.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Good luck with your book. It's going to be a winner.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday to Melania.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you next Thursday, Mr. President.
Yeah. Okay.
Phone lines open. Call in again sometime.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the end of the interview. That was a 30-minute interview on Fox News Channel, but he gave himself an A+ for accomplishing what they have accomplished under the cloud. Now, I don't know about you, but I see that as a very understandable explanation of what the president is facing. And how somebody in that particular situation would normally handle what the president just described would be to complain about it to his buddies over cocktails. In other words, Lyndon Johnson George W. Bush getting treatment from the media and from the establishment in some way that hindered what they were trying to accomplish. And this president says, I'm going right to the people. Total transparency. That's how he takes on the swamp. Same way that he takes on the mainstream media, which I repeat myself, is the swamp, is the old media, with full disclosure. What did you think of his explanation there? You take exception with anything he said about the cloud that he is under and the game that they are playing and how corrupt they are? And that it's pretty clear. It's amazing. He did the same in this interview about the media, although he said he's watching less and less shows, and it helps. We'll play a little clip of that coming up, but I want to know what you think. Is he right about the A+? What grade would you give him? 800-228-0550. Let us know on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ's on the line right now to tell you how he can get you up and running quickly. And if you need diesel repair, you need to call CJ wherever you're at. They are in Bismarck. Give him a call, DakDiesel.com, for more details. Tell me how you can help today, CJ.
Hey, Scott. Well, it's one of these things that, you know, whether you got a tractor, you know, pickup truck, even a semi, you know, definitely give me a call. You know, today, Well, I actually headed up to Mercer. This is a repeat customer. He brought his Chevy Duramax into me, and I did some major engine work for him, and now he needs a little tune-up on his tractor, on his four-wheel drive tractor for spring work. So I'm headed up there to take care of him on that, and I got the guys back at the shop. So, you know, it's one of these things that no matter what you need, you know, if you got a tractor out in the field, even if your truck, you know, you can't get your truck into me, but it needs work on, you know, definitely give me a call. I can do service calls, or I do service calls.
So, it's as simple, you know, as a call. And how many repair shops say, hey, here's my cell number, I got you covered, and CJ does,
you know,
it. So
exactly.
JackDiesel.com, or call him on his cell, 701-210-0888 at the shop, 258-5011. Thanks, CJ. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
More of our chat, wasn't our chat, you know, soon, I'm sure. Todd's working on it. President Trump on Fox and Friends this morning, and he critiqued the mainstream media in a big way. Listen to some of this, where he's talking about what they're covering in the way of news about North Korea, for instance.
We're going to close different sites. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, all of these things he's given up, and we haven't even really that much right. asked him, because we would have asked him, but they gave it up before I even asked. So I have this guy, fake news, he's on television saying, why am I giving up something? I never gave up anything. The people have to understand how dishonest the news is. And in all fairness to Fox, you guys don't always treat me great, but you treat me fairly. You know, it's not like Fox is perfect for me. They're not. They're tough. But at least it's fair. When you look at some of the others, you look at, like, a CNN, they'll have a council of seven people. And of the seven people, every one of them is against me. I'm saying, where do they even find these people?
I'm not your doctor, Mr. President, but I would recommend you watch less of them.
I don't watch them at all.
Well, I watched last night.
I tell you what, I watched Leakin' Lion Comey last night, and I did. I hated to do it. You know, one of the reasons people say you're still looking good, Mr. President. How do you do it? Well, one of the things I've been able to do, which is something I never thought I had the ability. I would always watch when I was. Now, frankly, I don't have time for two reasons. There's too much, and I don't have time. But I would watch, whether it's good or bad, I'd always watch. I have an ability. I don't watch NBC anymore. They're as bad as CNN. I don't. And by the way, I made them a fortune with The Apprentice. Think of that one. I made them and I did
nicely
with them.
Your alma mater.
No, but I made them a fortune.
Right.
You would think that these guys would treat me great. I made them a fortune. So they treat me horribly. They treat me falsely. But just one thing. I don't watch things that I can put it out of my mind. And I never, ever thought that that would be possible. And you know what that does? It keeps you on the ball. It keeps you, you keep your sanity. And it works very well. But last night I did watch A Liar Leaker. And his performance, by the way, was horrible. And I will say this, Anderson Cooper was surprisingly tough, and he did a good job.
He did.
I don't know if you watched that last night, but the president on fake news, I got a kick out of him saying, you know what, I'm watching the last of it. You know, they lie, because it, you know, how can it not affect you when they're lying about you that often? But he calls them out on this stuff. He does. What is fake news? One of our questions today. The president has a definition. I have a few, but I want yours. And, Todd, you have a call from a listener that wanted to weigh in on this. You can roll if it came in during the break.
Yeah, hang on. I had your friend ready to roll.
The truth for fake news would be the truth, obviously.
That pretty much wraps it up in 3 seconds or less.
Yeah, there you go. It just the antidote to fake news is just tell the truth. But if you have an agenda... If you have a bias, you're not going to just say, well, we'll put it out there. I believe that's what you know, that's some good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense right there when it comes to fake news.
But the problem is, you know, the term fake news kind of blossomed during DAPL when all of a sudden on social media you could come up with a breaking news and some official-looking name of a news organization, albeit fake. That was kind of where fake news really... started gaining traction. Now the problem is people just anything they disagree with is
now that to me is more the delivery, right? So you're kind of being cutesy on how you're delivering it, packaging it, trying to make it look more quote unquote official. But you know, to me, we all ought to be able to say, okay, data in. What am I getting in the way of information? Does this pass the smell test? or not. And when
right.
organizations like NBC, CBS, ABC, New York Times are relying constantly on anonymous sources, we don't know who they are, and then later those things are proven false. And I'll give you a recent example. New York Times is out here. New York Times is out here in North Dakota talking to people in the farm and ranch community about the president's trade negotiations. And anybody that talks to them that is a credible source, we had one of them on this program, Senator Terry Wanzek, but there were others. Head of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Darrell Lease is an example. Eugene Grainer, trades commodities, good resources. These people said, no, I am fine with the president doing what he's doing because he's trying to affect an outcome to get a better trade deal. And the interview goes south at that point, and they're not used in the interview. And the story comes out, oh, farmers are mad in North Dakota, and that's going to help Heidi Heitkamp. That's fake news. That's the New York Times. Now, did the people they found say what they said? Of course. But when you reject the other side of that to present a balanced story, that, ladies and gentlemen, is fake news. Texter says, President Trump gets an A-plus from me. He's accomplished a lot in a short time. Keep calling out the media on their fake reporting. We will. We will. A for what he's accomplished. His mouth, a D. Can't have everything. Don't know exactly what that means, but I read it unvarnished. The truth. Hey, Scott, fake news. At the very least, it is unintentional or accidental release of false or incorrect information. At the worst, it is the release of intentional deception. Another says, Trump's entire screed that you just aired is an example of fake news. Many lies, too many lies to count. The lies pour out of that man's mouth. You notice there's not a description of them. I'll respond and see what kind of answer we get. Could you give us all of the lies you believe the president said? Does that sound good, Tom? Work?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You tell us what you think there. Okay? Yes, there you go. Let's see here. We have others. We have others weighing in on the fake news panel. And a few emails, too. I want to get to Teresa sent a note. Just sending a comment about something I found rather amusing about the latest Heidi campaign ad. Her siblings were commenting on their childhood memories of Heidi. But I wonder how long it will be before they catch the blunder statement her brother made that stated, paraphrase, Heidi was always very good at making it look like she was working. It seems to me she's really good at that very thing.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch. I missed that. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a little
snap.
Bit of that going on right now. Yeah, well, she's everywhere. She's putting out press releases. She's at fake events. No, she's not taking calls from folks right here.
Well, she's good at looking busy. Today. Wow.
Well, doing town halls. Looking busy. Very good.
Looking, yeah.
More coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that. An endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the Stay in Place Aquatic Fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is good for those of us that listen and don't have those agendas. Anyway, I just was going to ask, has anybody seen the new Heidi Heitkamp commercial? The family, the kids all talking about it. Cute commercial. And nothing wrong with it. Just that my question is, what does it have to do with being a senator in total respect of doing the job? That's my question. Of course, that left, you know, it's an emotional thing. Bye.
You know, I think it's more biographical, and that's not uncommon. You know, here's get to know us a little bit, whatever. I do have to think it's a little bit complicated in that, yes, Heidi Heitkamp has a brother who is a radio talk show host, but you're basically making his show and her campaign linked. So, and I've heard a lot of people rumble about that. You know what I mean? So that's a little bit odd, and I don't know. I think you know, when you humanize a candidate, that's part of campaigns. You're saying, here's who I am, here's who I came from, and I think the big family, you know, dynamics, and the Heitkamps clearly all love each other. It's a fun family. I mean, I think we're nitpicking when we say, what the heck have you got your siblings up there and you're talking about growing up and, you know, whatever. I mean, because it's just sort of how campaigns are. I will say this, the fact that the ad is the same ad that ran 6 years ago has raised a lot of eyebrows in the political world to say, what is going on? Are they rudderless or what? You know, why would you run the same ad? You've got the biggest campaign of your life. There's been all this build up to it, and you start with an ad that is an old ad.
It's recycling.
Well, there you go. Maybe it's green. Maybe it's something the left does.
It's environmentally friendly, Scott.
So I don't know.
That's no film has been wasted in the producing of a new commercial.
Right. Josie and Zap want to get in on this, and then we are waiting for our next guest, the former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, who wants to be the governor yet again. So, Josie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I talked to you back in July when the Western North Dakota was going through the drought situation. And I just want to remind everyone that, you know, we called every office, Holden's, Heitkamp, Kevin Kramer's, and the only one to step up was Kevin Kramer. He got on ball. He cut through the red tape. He got the Grand Forks people to open up their CRP. He connected with them. He called them and thanked them. When I heard back from Heidi's was in November, after the CRP was closed, after there was nothing else that could be done. So you talk about working for North Dakota people and helping the North Dakota people. Kevin Kramer has my vote as a landowner and member in Western North Dakota.
Josie, I appreciate that call very much. Thanks a bunch. I want to talk a little bit about that situation last year and also how we go into this year. If you don't mind, hang on a second. I'm going to have Manny get your number so we can follow up on that, because we're going to be doing some stuff on that related to some of the changes in the farm bill too, coming forward. So appreciate your call today, and I want to just follow up on that if you don't mind. Just have Manny take your number there, and we'll visit. Right now, let's welcome to the program Tim Pawlenty. Tim is a candidate for governor in Minnesota, but obviously most folks know was a governor of my birth state. I'm a Montevideo, Minnesota boy. I know that the South St. Paul guy here is going to probably say South St. Paul's better, but I'm kind of partial to Montevideo.
Well, it's good to be with you. Good morning to you and your listeners, Scott. And Montevideo is an awesome town, and South St. Paul is as well. But someday we'll have a little comparison about all of that. But I'm sure we're homers for our respective hometown.
Here's the question, the big question for you. Were you ever in the fifth grade in a parade with not just Wendy Anderson, but also Governor Perpich in the very same parade? How about that?
No, but I did a lot of things over the years with those two gentlemen, and even though they're in a different political party, I enjoyed them both. They were characters in their own right, and different philosophy, but good folks.
Yeah, they were for sure. If they knew my political views today, they probably would have kicked me out of the car. But I was just a little bugger then, you know. So.
Some would say you're still a little bugger, Scott.
Fiesta Days Parade, all the memories, that's for fun. Well, good to catch up with you. I want to talk a little bit about your decision to take this on. Once again, you obviously would have had some opportunities to be a candidate for the Senate race with Al Franken being out of that race. Obviously, Governor Dayton done as governor opens up that position, and tell us why you opted for seeking another run at being governor of Minnesota.
Well, I think just as governor, you can do more quickly. You're an executive. You have the bully pulpit. You can be the person who sort of sets the agenda, or at least casts the vision for the future of your state. And if you're any good at it, you can twist some arms and get some things done probably within 6 months. If you go to Washington, let's be candid, it's dysfunctional. And especially if you're a junior member of Congress, your ability to really influence things in a meaningful way is pretty limited. And I think you can just get a lot more done for the people you're trying to serve and for your state by being governor.
So how do you solve this puzzle? Because, you know, you're talking to folks that are listening to this program that, are St. Cloud West, right? You know, if you draw a line in really mid-Minnesota West, and obviously North Dakotans, South Dakotans, as well, but people that have the chance to visit where you are, west of Minnesota, the majority of them are going to go into the box and find somebody that has an R behind their name and vote for them. But obviously, the numbers in the Twin Cities, it's a very different situation. How do you solve that riddle?
Well, Scott, just by way of further background, there hasn't been a Republican in Minnesota that's received 51% of the vote in a quarter of a century. Norm Coleman got 49% in a two-way race in a pretty good year. I got almost 47% in a really tough year, 2006. I won, but it was a three-way race. But I was the last one to win statewide. And so there's been terrific improvement in terms of support for Republicans and conservatives in greater Minnesota. But at the same time, there's been some regression in terms of Republicans losing the first-ranked suburbs, second-ranked suburbs, and losing places like Olmsted County and Rochester. And you got to be able to keep that support and excited and motivated in greater Minnesota in the areas that you're talking about. But at the same time, you got to go back into areas that we've lost and try to get some people who either were Republicans or are currently not Republicans and get them to vote for a Republican candidate. I've demonstrated I can do that, and I think I can do it again this year.
How delicate a needle is that to thread in the suburbs, for instance? Because I would argue Donald Trump has done a lot of what we as Republicans have talked about for decades. And has he done it in an unconventional fashion? Absolutely. But I don't care how it gets done. I just want it done. I always tell people, you know, the process, we can spend all day long saying maybe a couple less tweets, maybe a little less of that, whatever. The point is, he's getting it done. He's doing it how he got elected. He's continuing that. And the outcomes are pretty extraordinary. Can you thread that needle with suburban, moms, if you will, to say, hey, you know, you might not like everything about the president, but by gosh, your kids are safer because of him.
Well, that's a fantastic point, Scott, and you're exactly right. In the years to come, people remember what got done, not all of the interesting comments or some of the behaviors. And I think increasingly people are starting to realize that he's a shall we say, a different type of leader in terms of his style and his behavior and words. But if they, many people, a growing number of people, I think, agree with the policy direction, including me, and I think including probably many or most of your listeners. So I think the outcome, the product, if you will, is what's going to sell. And I think it's growing in its support, and I think people are getting more comfortable with it, even though many of us, you know, obviously wouldn't say the same things he says or behave in the same way in some cases. But I think the outcomes are more important in terms of public policy.
And speaking of the Republicans on the ballot in Minnesota, I don't remember the number, and it must be lower than 51 because you said no Republican had gotten 51 for some time in Minnesota. But wasn't Donald Trump within a point and a half of Hillary Clinton in Minnesota?
Of course, you're not going to be able to replicate what Donald Trump did. Nobody will. That's just unique to him. But he got as close as anybody in recent history in terms of presidential candidate. I think he lost by 1.5%. But even if you fully replicated what President Trump did in Minnesota, you'd still lose. You'd lose by less. So you got to do something additional to win in this state, and I plan to do that. And again, this is, I think, being yourself, being a common sense conservative. And one of the themes I'm bringing forward, Scott, is this. You know, the wealthy are going to be fine, as they always are, and we've got pretty good, in relative terms, social services in our state in Minnesota. But I think the people who are getting squeezed are the hardworking people in the middle. And so my campaign and my time next as governor is going to focus on what can we do to relieve the pressure on middle-income Minnesotans. And that means lowering and slowing down healthcare premiums. It means making sure they got an education or a skill that allows them to access the job market in a meaningful way. And it also means lightening their load and their taxes and things like, I think if you work your can off your whole life and you get Social Security at the end, the state of Minnesota should not tax your Social Security benefits, especially if you are a modest and middle-income person. Those are the kinds of things we want to be talking about.
And I would tell you, North Dakotans and South Dakotans is an example. Everything Tim Pawlenty says in his candidacy for becoming governor of Minnesota is not going to track with your view of what you want to be. But, what we all need to recognize is someone has to find a way to get into some of those blue areas, deep blue areas, suburbs and the cities, and find a way to make the case for these people to come the other way. And if that happens, there'll be a Republican majority in this country for a long, long time. And that's that really tight balance right now that in my mind needs to happen. I want to ask you about, I'll give you a chance to respond to something that your opponent for this post, Jeff Johnson, said on a program recently, which I thought was a little vicious, honestly, but, for a Republican, on Republican race. But here's what he had to say about your candidacy, and give you a chance to respond.
There are a couple of really fundamental differences between Tim and me. Tim's a friend of mine. I served with him, and I was in the House when he was governor. But number one is I'm a stronger candidate. And Tim won 16 and 12 years ago, but the state has changed a lot since then, and Tim, frankly, has changed a lot since then. He has baggage that I don't have, whether it is a controversial 8 years as governor that, you know, liberals are upset with him about a lot of things and conservatives are upset with him about a lot of things, or whether it's his 5 years in D.C. making $10 million in the middle of a swamp as a lobbyist for banks and credit card companies, or whether it's his bashing of Donald Trump a month before Election Day when he announced he wasn't going to vote for him because he was unhinged and unfit to be president. If he's our candidate, we're going to have a very divided, fractious party. And
I have to tell you, though, I think the vast majority of us, so let's I'll give you a chance to respond. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, well, first of all, I do like Jeff. He's a good guy, and this campaign, as far as my perspective, is not about Jeff. But the fact of the matter is he's run twice statewide, lost badly both times. So if the Republican Party wants to lose in Minnesota, again, they should nominate and run Jeff Johnson for office. It'd be his third attempt at trying to win statewide, and we know that doesn't work. And then beyond that, this is a broader audience of 5 million people, and you got to be able to have name ID, you got to have support, you got to have fundraising, put together a strong message. My record as governor has been really strong, and I can walk you through that, Scott, but it is a good record I'd be proud to defend. But
I do want to talk about the record a little bit, and most importantly, the priorities going forward, but we'll give you a chance to finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I'm on a panel tonight with the question, what is fake news? Define it. What are the causes? What's the cure? Anything you can do about it? All of that. And 3:30, NDSU, Menard Hall, room 230. All right? And I will be surrounded by folks who populate the traditional media, to be kind. There's nobody else that would be fairly called a conservative on that panel. So I'd love it if you decide to show up and join the discussion. We're getting some great input answering all those questions that I'll bring to the panel today. What is fake news? What are the causes? What is the cure? Because the definitions, as you might imagine, vary mightily. So we'll have that conversation, and we're looking forward to that. More of the president's interview with Fox and Friends this morning. A lot of news nuggets out of that. Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota on the latest oil and gas numbers. and much more on What's on Your Mind today. Call us at 800-228-0550. Questions or comments, welcome. Continuing our chat now with Tim Pawlenty, candidate for governor in Minnesota. So before the break, I gave you a chance to hear your opponent, and I'm sure you've heard this stuff before, but he's saying, hey, you know, Minnesota's very different now. You know, Tim's got baggage from those 8 years, and by golly, he actually, after all those years of public service, decided to make some money. That was a bad thing, evidently, too, according to Jeff Johnson. So your response.
Well, first of all, in my record as governor, I'll be very proud to run on it. It includes this, Scott, having the first common sense conservative majority Supreme Court in Minnesota in the modern history of the state, tax cuts when I was governor and as majority leader, the lowest rate of government spending in modern history, 40 years in our state, including cutting spending in one budget cycle in real terms, which hasn't happened in forever in our state, doing work requirements in welfare for able-bodied, able-minded people before that became popular, doing market-based instead of government-based reforms for health care, signing important pro-life legislation, including women's right to know, being the only governor in the state of Minnesota to sign concealed carry twice, and the list goes on and on. And that record, by the way, got an A grade, one of only three or four governors in the country from places like the Cato Institute, which is pretty conservative, in fact, libertarian in many respects. So that record, if you're a conservative or a Republican, is really good. In fact, I'd say the best record of any governor in that regard in terms of the conservative lens in a long, long time in Minnesota. So happy to talk about and defend that. And then beyond that, we talked earlier about what we want to do going forward for the future vision of this state. And if we're going to win, we've got to have a united party. So I'm not going to dump on Jeff, you know, and pretend like he's some bad guy. He's a friend and a good guy. Fact of the matter, though, is he's not a strong candidate. He's not raising any money. Nobody knows who he is. He's already ran statewide and lost twice. And he's clearly on a trajectory to lose again. So I don't think that's a winning plan. In fact, that's the main reason I got into the race. I met with him last year, as well as some of the other candidates, and said, look, if you get some traction, get some support, you know, get some momentum behind your campaign, and it looks like you can win, I'll support one of you. But if we get into early 2018 and it looks like you're on a pathway to being a loser, then I'm going to have to get in the race because I think we need a stronger candidate in the field. And unfortunately, in terms of their campaigns, that's what happened. I like them. I'm not going to say they're bad people or, you know, have some big flocks. We need a united party at the end of this. But again, we know what Jeff's going to do in a statewide campaign. He's run twice, lost badly twice, and looks like he would do that again. So that's not a recipe that I'm interested in having lead our ticket going forward.
And you know, the financial situation in Minnesota has obviously improved largely with the Republican, you know, legislative leadership, which kept Dayton in check. If he didn't have it, you know, you can even imagine. You know, we saw episodes of that through his 8 years. But, you know, obviously, you know, given how he thinks, I think of one example, and there are many, but the Public Utilities Commission and this very, very strong anti-environmentalist, extreme environmentalist, almost eco-terrorist, in a mindset in Minnesota that says, okay, a pipeline that's going to come through that will be replacing a pipeline that already exists that will then make that pipeline safer is a bad idea. I mean, and the gridlock that's happened as a result of that. Explain to us, you know, in the Dayton era, how much of that there is to fix.
Well, there's a lot to fix, and we just have to bring common sense to it, Scott. And again, one of the things that's changed since I last left office is the American energy revolution, and you in particular understand this because of the horizontal drilling phenomena in North Dakota and other key parts across this country. And we have now have the opportunity to disconnect from countries for our energy supply that don't like us, are hostile, present national security and other threats, and had an economic stranglehold on our country. And the evolution and development of horizontal drilling and that technology has changed our entire energy outlook in this country for the better. And that changes everything. And we need to have the capacity and the infrastructure to make sure it's not only produced but distributed efficiently and effectively. And that includes pipelines. And the pipeline that you're mentioning should absolutely be built. And the notion that you can't modernize an old pipeline by running it on the same, you know, path as the current pipeline, except making it, you know, safer, better, and newer, is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And that pipeline should clearly be approved.
No question about it. Only about 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us quickly about how you take this Sam's Club Republican message to Minnesotans over the next number of months?
Well, if anybody's interested, and I hope they are, go to timpalenti.com. Again, timpalenti.com. You can sign up there as a supporter or an interested party or maybe even a donor. We'd appreciate all of that, and any consideration and support people can give would be appreciated.
All right, Governor, good to catch up with you. I'm glad you're back in Minnesota myself. I don't know why you know.
Well, I never really left. I commuted home every weekend. I worked in Washington, and I was a CEO of a trade association. I wasn't myself a registered lobbyist, but I oversaw that part of the program. But anyway, well, thank you for having me on the show, and I'm glad to be with you.
Business is good, right? I mean, we need voices for business out there, and you were a good one for sure. Good to catch up with you. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you.
Jim the Flagpole Guy when we come back, and more of your calls, questions, and comments, and all of the news of the day.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable flare credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.